Great to have you back watching CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. We're starting with international tensions surrounding the Black Sea. This body of water is bordered by Ukraine, Russia, Georgia, Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey. Those last three countries are members of NATO, and the head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization says stability around the Black Sea is important to the security of the whole region. NATO's concerned about several challenges. One, Russia's involvement in the war in Ukraine. Two, terrorism like ISIS is bringing to countries south of the Black Sea. And three, the massive influx of migrants and refugees to countries in the region. NATO was created in 1949 to balance out Soviet dominance of Eastern Europe. The U.S. is a NATO member, and America is working to support NATO countries by sending fighters to the Black Sea region.
These Air Force pilots are preparing for a unique mission. They will be accompanying two U.S. fighter jets to Romania, a NATO ally on the Black Sea. It will be the first time America's fearsome F-22 Raptor has landed there. An opportunity for the U.S. to show it is bolstering NATO defenses on Russia's doorstep. Flying one of the two is Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Lehowski. He explained what makes the F-22 special.
A combination of stealth, supercruise, increased situational awareness that the aircraft provides us, which all that adds up to a unique asymmetric advantage on the battlefield.
So basically you're saying this is the best fighter jet in the world.
The aircraft is truly incredible, and it is indeed the best fighter aircraft in the world.
The technology is so advanced that Congress has banned their sale overseas. En route to Romania, the jets must regularly be refueled. A delicate balancing act we got to see close up. A nozzle called a boom is lowered from the tanker. The jet then moves into place directly below it, and the gas starts pumping.
Officially, this is a training exercise to move U.S. fighter jets from a fixed base to a forward operating base. But it's the symbolism that is important here. This is intended as a show of force to an increasingly assertive Russia.
If you're getting ready to fly somewhere, officials at Atlanta Hartsfield, the world's busiest airport, say you should probably get there as many as 3 hours earlier. At Chicago O'Hare, workers from one airline brought out cots for people to sleep on because hundreds recently missed their flights after getting stuck in TSA security lines. Airport and airline officials have been warning this could happen. Security bottlenecks. The problem? The Transportation Security Administration doesn't have enough screeners to check travelers. It says it's limited in what it can do by U.S. government funding, but it's trying to make changes.
Well, TSA heard the call from passengers, airlines, and airports. They must do better. This summer, air travel is expected to rise to the highest level ever, with 222 million people expected to fly. Now, we're not even at that peak travel season yet, and for months, flyers have been dealing with long security lines and missed flights because of it.
We were just in security for almost 2 hours and ran to our gate, and it was 3 minutes shy of the door closing. So we got a hotel and are back, and hopefully we'll make this one.
I got here about two and a half hours early, and it still wasn't enough time. I had to go back to my friend's place and try it again this morning.
TSA immediately increased overtime for its officers last week, and they are speeding up the hiring process for 768 officers to get them on the job by June 15th. But the union representing TSA officers say that won't be enough. 6,000 new hires are needed. They're also deploying bomb-sniffing dogs as a part of a way to cut the wait times. Now, things will not get better overnight, but the goal is to start getting passengers through those security checkpoints faster, at least by June. In the meantime, some airports like San Diego International have hired entertainment to de-stress passengers while they wait, including stilt walkers, jugglers, and clowns. I guess they figure if you're going to be waiting in line for an hour or more, why not be entertained? Back to you.
Of course, you don't have to worry about security checks if you're a mosquito, but you should probably worry about Fort Myers, Florida. A group of entomologists and biologists is there to study what mosquitoes do, and an arsenal of 26 trucks, 11 helicopters, and 4 airplanes is there to kill them. Warmer summer temperatures bring more mosquitoes. Some mosquitoes carry Zika, a virus that can cause birth defects in the unborn children of pregnant women. So communities like Fort Myers are aiming to keep mosquito populations down. But not all cities have the budgets to fight on that scale, so the approach is different from place to place, and the effectiveness of pesticides is, too.
They are very much alive. The weather's about to warm up. The mosquitoes are going to be swarming. How do we know what to spray them with?
At the moment, we don't have a good way of knowing what the resistance profile is in the continental U.S.
In one state, you can have different pockets of resistance in different places.
Absolutely. It's a big challenge.
All right, how good is your geography? Think about the capital of Slovenia and see if you got it right for our third school today. We'll start in the U.S. state of Michigan. Hello to the Cardinals. Legg Middle School in the city of Coldwater kicks off our roll call. In the southeast, we've got the Panthers watching today from Lynette, Alabama. Welcome to Lynette Junior High School. And the capital of Slovenia is Ljubljana. And that's where the British International School of Ljubljana is watching. Great to see you. It's not hard to find well-documented tips on how to fall asleep faster. Turn off your electronics, cool down your room, try a warm bath or shower before bed. For many people, it's waking up that's the hard part, especially if your alarm clock, or more likely your phone, interrupts your sleep cycle. Still, with or without a snooze button, the infamous alarm is something millions have been living with for 140 years.
Steam engines, factories, and spinning jennies get most of the attention. But there was actually something much more mundane that helped shift the world's economy from agrarian towards industrial. And if you're like 68% of Americans, it's probably the first thing you interact with in the morning. I'm talking about the alarm clock. For thousands of years, people took their temporal cues from the sun. Sure, it might have made scheduling a meeting a little bit difficult, but then again, there weren't many meetings back then. People tended to fend for themselves and their immediate community. But then, the Industrial Revolution changed everything. Workers had to be punctual. Time became money, so to speak. So we became slaves of the ticking clock. None of this sunrise, sunset scheduling that worked for the predictable rhythms of farm life. Plus, there weren't any roosters to wake you. So how did the workforce adjust to the new world order? At first, factories installed whistles or bells that sounded throughout the area to alert its employees that the workday was set to begin. Some companies even hired knocker-uppers to bang on windows and rouse their employees at their homes. Then, in 1876, an American company received the first patent for a mechanical alarm. Even though the concept and the crude models dated back to Plato, these were the first mass-produced alarm clocks, and they paved the way for a huge improvement in personal and business efficiency. And they're also why I'm so groggy all the time.
New Hampshire's Mount Washington has observed record wind gusts in its day, so this isn't really unusual, but it is fun to look at. A pair of weather researchers recently braved gusts of 109 miles per hour and a wind chill of 20 degrees below zero to show us how wind is stronger than people. Getting blown over, literally sitting into the wind, all part of the fun. The guy on your screen described playing like this as exhausting. So you could say he got winded, but if you got wind of a wind with its wind up that could take your breath away, wouldn't you want to play wind definitely? You'd be winding all day. I'm Carl Azus with your 10-minute window of current events, wishing you a wonderful day.